should be a special schus for Avimar and Imimarasi Sheyichyu. Schus Moshe should have been Peshadina. And the schus Binyamin Simcha Ben Adina Minya. And the schus Belchanan Meir Ben Chaya Rachel. Schus Rabbi Yitzchak Ben Esther, Yosef Ezra Ben Esther. We've been discussing the inyan of Shalotei Shemia Gedola Meiriya, so we will continue that discussion in the Gemara Niksubis and of Chaf Aleph Amud Beis. The Gemara says Amar of Safar of Abra Shloshesh Yashu Kaimis Ishtar, three judges that sat down Lekaimis Ishtar, they want to ratify Ishtar. Two of the judges recognize the chasimus of the Edom. One judge doesn't recognize. As long as the two judges didn't yet sign to ratify the document, they can testify and authenticate the signatures before the third judge. And based on that testimony, the third judge signs the document of ratification together with the first two judges. However, once the two judges sign the ratification, they might not testify him before him and have him sign the ratification. And the formula of the ratification, the nusach, is we verified and ratified this document, but most of Beit Tlus, in a form of three. Since when the first two judges signed it, they were not a form of three if they hadn't yet testified in front of the third judge, so the ratification is invalid. Umikasvinan, do we write the ratification before all judges verify the signature of the witnesses? Rav Papi says, no. Hayashu said, Dini denichtov v'kami denechzu denechvu sa'adei. Papi said this ratification of judges that was written before the witness is related testimony about their signatures is invalid, even if the witnesses later authenticate their signatures. It seems like a lie, since when they drafted the ratification, they weren't yet aware that they'd be able to ratify the document. You can't even write it. So here also, when the judges drafted the ratification before the third judge can verify the signatures, it seems like a lie. So how are you even writing it? So Gemara says Beseder. Rather, what it means is, as long as the two judges didn't yet write the ratification of the document, they testify and authenticate the signatures before the third judge. And based on that testimony, the third judge signs the ratification together with the first two judges. However, once the first two judges have written the ratification, they may not testify before him and have him sign the ratification, because once it's written, then it's already sheker to say there are three people. So shmamina tulas. So from here you learn three things. Shmamina eid nasa dayan. You learn that an aid becomes a dayan. That's what happened here. Two of the judges were aidim, and then they became a dayan. Dayanim, and they ratified the document. Shmana Dayanim Akirin Chasim Siyadim Enon Tzvicham Loed Bifneim. And you see that Dayanim, that recognize the signatures of the Eidim, you don't have to testify in front of them, because the two judges that knew the signatures, nobody testified in front of them. And we also see that in cases involving judges who don't recognize the signatures of the witnesses, witnesses are required to testify for each and every one of them. And no judge can issue a ruling based on the testimony brought before the other judges. Therefore, this one lone judge can't issue a ruling based on the fact that the other two judges know the signatures. He has to hear it himself. Now the Gemara says, "Maskel or Vashi Bishlam Eid Nasa Dain Sheminin Mina." Eid Nasa Dain, we get it. Ela Danim Akiyam Chasim Seidim Gesirchon Loi Bifneiem. But that the Yutaina, that Dayanim that recognize these signatures of the witnesses, you don't have to testify in front of them. So here, with the Dayanim knew the signatures, they didn't know how to testify in front of them. I'll tell you, Srichim. Judges require witnesses to testify before them. So why here is it not necessary? Here in this case it's different, as the requirement of the statement of testimony is fulfilled with the testimony of two judges before the one judge who didn't recognize the signatures. However, in a case where there is no statement of testimony at all, there can be no ratification of the document. So as long as you have a god, that's enough. But to say that no hagad at all is necessary, if they all know the signatures, that we can't say. Another kasha. Furthermore, with regard to the conclusion that in the case of judges who don't recognize the signatures of the witnesses, witnesses are required to testify before each and every one of them. Perhaps I'll tell you that actually, in general, witnesses are not required to testify before each and every one judge. And here in this case, it's different. You don't have to testify in front of all of them, but here there's no hagad at all. So, as long as there's a Haggadah, maybe you don't have to testify in front of all the judges, but here, there's no Haggadah at all. In a case where there is other Haggadah, perhaps one may rely on the knowledge of others in order to ratify the document, you don't have to testify in front of each and every one of them. Ad kan, Baruch Hashem, zachinu b'simcha gedola, to learn the sugya in Meseches Ksubis. Frak Tosis and the Rishonim over there in that sugya, why isn't it enough if the Eidim see it? Dayanim see it? What's this whole for it that you have to testify in front of the Dayanim? Why does there have to be Haggadah at all? If they know it, what do you need there to be Haggadah at all for? Like we see in Rosh Hashanah, like we discussed in the previous shir, other shirim. Not only me, millions of people have spoken about it before me. So the Shita Mekubetzes writes as follows. Arrived Mataritz, the Hasan Mekidish HaChodesh, in Ro B'Shah Ruhi L'Kadesh, Vayyid Mekachin Al-Riyasa. There, Mekidish HaChodesh, if they saw it when it was Ruhi L'Kadesh, they could definitely be Mekadesh Al-Riyasa. Vayin Tzarech Eidus HaCheres. And you don't need a different testimony. Shem HaShem Mekachim Al-Agolah L'Kol. V'Kol L'Olam Yerun L'Ros Yimayim L'Vana. Shem Mekachim Al-Riyasa. So the rabbi makes a chiluk between Kiddush HaChodesh. But Kiddush HaChodesh, we say, because that everybody sees. So the Mela, you wouldn't need a Haggadah there. The Dayanim could just paskin. But here, we need Eidus on this Chasima that other people don't recognize. This is not Gadol HaKol. So therefore, you need an aid to be Megala, to be made. That this Chasima, it belongs to Ploni. Advarim Stumim Chasumim. It's Mamish Sisrei Torah. What's going on over here? What's the chilek between Eidus and what's Gadol HaKol, what everybody knows? There, if Dayanim see it, they can just paskin. You don't need Eidus. Because that's Gadol HaKol. But if it's not Gadol HaKol, then you need Eidus. What's the difference? Sof kol sof, even on Eidus d'Avar Gadol HaKol, that the seeing of the Beis Din is effective, is mikoch haklal kol shelo teishmi gadol meriya. Like we see there in the Gemara in Rosh Hashanah, as the Ravid understood it. The Ravid understood that's the word of the shelo teishmi gadol meriya. So their seeing is enough. So if lo teishmi gadol meriya, their seeing is enough, it's better than hearing about it, then why shouldn't that work about chasimah se'edim? They know about it. Why does it have to be Gadol HaKol? They know that this signatures belong to these Eidim. Lo teishmi Gadol HaMeriya. Namish Pelava Hafle. The Shittim Mekubetzes there brings the name of the Ramban. Rabashi Tzriel Edshani Dina Mamanis Mishchsiv Beim Lo Yagid V'Nasav Anir. Dina Mamanis is different because it says, Im Lo Yagid, if you don't testify, you're sinning. Alma bin an Haggadah. So you see that you need Haggadah. Ken tirutz haravid v'yafa amar. So the ravid was mitaritz. Gam ken pirush shamrashi lo teishmi gadol amirush shagabi kiddush hachodesh lo ksiv edus. The kiddush hachodesh doesn't say edus. Ela kazei reiva kadesh. This is enough for you to see it. But by mominus, there's a din hagada. That's the Shita Mekubetz in the name of the Ramban. So the great Gaon and Maharbitz Torah and Rosh Yeshiva, Azul Zayin Gesundenstark, Arav Boch Modchi Ezrachi, explains as follows. At Rav Ashi, Ksubis, in the Gemara we quoted, this is how we're going to explain Pshat in the Ramban. And then we'll get back to the Raiva that we quoted earlier. The Rav Ashi is mechadish two things to us. Number one, that the only way there's Torah's Eidus is if there's Haggadah's Eidus. And Re'iyas Beis Din, since there's no Haggadah, that prevents a Chalois Torah's Eidus mi Re'iyasa. If there's no Eidus, there's no Haggadah Seidus, there's no Eidus. Saying is not Haggadah Seidus. And therefore Rav Ashi says there has to be Haggadah. Another Chiddush of Rav Ashi, that if the Torah Seidus is necessary, no other saying is going to be sufficient or other clarification. And therefore, since by Dinei Mominus it says, Al Pishnaim Eidim Yokum Dovar, you need two witnesses, Lu Yehei. Even if it's true that lo teishmiya gadola meiriya, but this klal was only said at kama shezenogea lebeirur ve'imut gufa deuvda. This klal was only said about clarifying circumstances, what happened. But there's still no shame edus, because there's no Torah's edus without Haggadah. For Torah's Eidus, you need Haggadah. So, Lu Yehei that Lo Teishmir Gedola Meir'iyah. That just proves that it happened. But what about Eidus? And it says, Im Lo Yagid, by Dinei Mominus, there has to be Eidus. If he doesn't speak, then Nasa Avono, there has to be testimony. And that we learned, the Klal Lo Teishmir Gedola Meir'iyah, that's only by Kiddush HaChodesh. Because by Kiddush HaChodesh, like the Shita Mekubetzis brings down from Rashi, we saw this Rashi in the previous year. It says Kazei Reva Kadesh. That's enough that they should see it. Who said to the Beis Din, the Beis Din should see it? Oh, you don't need Torah Seidus. That's the chilik between the two cases. Kiddush HaChodesh, you don't need Torah Seidus, so it's enough for the Dayanim to see it. But Dinei Mominus, you need Torah Seidus. Torah Seidus is Bahagoda. Then Lechora, Menolon, how do we know then that you're Mekadish Chodesh Al Piedim? Maybe it's Xeris HaKotzeh that need Rias based in Dafka. So you have to say one of two. Either we have to say that Chazal knew that we require Rias based in. It's Mitzad HaBriris Shebedover, Koloshan HaBgemara, Lote Shmiya Gedola Meiriyah. So the Yisod Din of Rias based in is Mitzad HaImut, to make true with an Aleph. And the Ochach and the proof of the Gufa Duvda of what happened. And the Mela, Edom is very good. It's a Kol Shekain. Because there's nothing better in the Torah than Al Pishnayim Edom. So one Mahalach is to say that Chazal knew that we need Riyas Beis Din is in order to clarify what happened. And for that, two Edom works. Or Al Yidei Shmiya Mipia Eidim. So now Beis Din and all of Klal Yisrael are like they see it, because that's Eidim. We see Derech Der Re'iyah. In the Berachas Mordechai and Seches Rosh Hashanah, and also the Berachas Mordechai and Permandala Parshios, it's printed in both places. So he explains that there's difference between Re'iyas Beis Din and Re'iyas Eidim. And Ri'as Eidim and Ri'as Acherim are two different types of Ri'as. And he proves this from a Ramban in Maseches Yevamos and Daf Pei Zayin. That if an Eid Echot says that he's Chayev Chatas and the person is Shoyseik, so he's Mischayev Karban Chatas because of Shtika Kohida. But if one is Shoyseik to two Eidim, he's Chayev Karban Chatas even without the halacha of Shtika Kohida. The Ramban writes, Kol Zman She'eno Makchishan Hu Atzmo Komodo Hu B'divrayim. As long as he's not makrish. Because if he's eino makrish ve'eino shosek, he's not contradicting, but he's not silent, he doesn't remain silent. So there's no din of shtika keodo. Nevertheless, when two people say to machal techelev, as long as he doesn't deny it, we're mechayivim, because kemoidehu b'divrayim. It's like he's admitting what they said. Why is it admitting like what they said? Ein kan shtika. So what's the adifus? Why is it better that there are two than one? If there's one and he's not shoseik, then he's not chayiv a carbon. And if there are two and he's not shoseik, as long as he does the night, he is chayiv a carbon. So the answer is that two edim are different. Because alideh had the osam, there's a chalos of hoda elav, that's the pasuk the Gemara quotes, hoda elav chatoso, because that's the koach of edim. They are not just a makor of ne'amanus and brirus, they are a makor of seeing. We all see through the eyes of the edim, we all hear through their ears. It's as if we're seeing it. If they're seeing it, we're seeing it through them. So it's not just that they're clarifying what happened, but they are the source of our vision. And that's the difference between ne'amanus of eid echad, in a case where he's ne'aman, that the gather of the koach of one eid is that he has ne'amanus. He's believed when he's believed. But by two eidim, it's more. It's mechil on everybody, a chalos, that everybody is a shomei, everybody's a roa. And therefore, if someone's shoseik le'eid echad, if not for shtika koida, so then the gather would be yodiyu acherim, that other people told him, and if other people told him, then he's not going to be chayiv a carbon. It's only kashtika ve'oda, ka'oda, that he's chayiv a carbon. That's the Gemara in Yevamos Pei Zayin Amud Beis. But if a person's shoseik to two eidim, if he's remained silent when it comes to two witnesses, forget about the shtika ke'oda. Although anyway, there's a gather of hoda elav on this mischayiv. Because when the Eidim say it, he see it, he's seeing it through them. And then Afkamina will be, if he's Eino Shose, he's not Lo Shosek, Velo Makrish, Eirachar isn't Mechayiv, there's no Shtiko Daba, two Eidim are. Because Hodei Lav Chataso, now it's like he knew the Chait through them. And that's how we can explain that Ria's Beis Din, if they don't have Torah's Eidim Mamish, it's not included in Mitzvah's Kiddush Al Pi Ri'iyah. Because Ri'iyah, seeing it, is Al Pi Eidim. Because Derech the Eidim, all Jewish people see it. And the only Hechetim see that all the Jewish people can see it is via Ri'iyas Ha'edim. The Eidim are like the glasses of the Beis Din and Kol Yisrael. And that's why we understand Rashi in Rosh Hashanah that we spoke about in the previous year. That if not for the Alfusa of Kazera Eva Kadesh, of you, the Beis Din, can see to be Makadesh Lechodesh, Lotei Shemiyah Gedolah Meir wouldn't work. Because Beis Din are not Eidim. And Mimela, Ri'as Beis Din doesn't have the koch of Ri'as Eidim. So Mitzad Brewers Fenamanas Beis Din knows. But it's still not Ri'iyah. Kazera Eva Kadesh, there has to be Ri'iyah. All of Klal Yisrael has to see the new moon. So if not for the fact that this Ri'iyah, it's enough if Beis Din has the Ri'iyah, then it wouldn't help if they saw it. We wouldn't say it's Hotei Shemei Gedolah Mei Ri'iyah. Because you'd say that all of Klal Yisrael has to see it through the eyes of witnesses, and Beis Din don't have a din of witnesses. Because through the witnesses, we see it. Not through the Dayanim. So Kamash Malan, that's why Rashi brings in Rosh Hashanah. Kazera Eva Kadesh. Now even the Beis Din can see it, that's enough. So Mitzad the Breiras, of course the Beis Din, if they see it, they know it happened, but that's not enough. Maybe you need Torah's Eidus. That it has to be seen by Klal Yisrael through the eyes of the Eidim. So their own testimony wouldn't be enough. The Dayanim themselves wouldn't be enough. You'd need Dafka Eidus. Not enough that they just saw it. So that's why we're Mekadesh L'Chodesh Al Pi Eidim. Because the moment the Eidim come, so even though it says Kzei Reva Kadesh, but now we see that Beis Din also saw it. If Eidim come, Beis Din and all of Klal Yisrael are looking through the glasses of these Eidim. Because that's Torah's Eidus. We see through their eyes, we hear through their ears. And therefore, not only is it good enough when the Beis Din themselves sees it because of Kzei Reva Kadesh, but even through Eidim. So those are the two possibilities of that, how we know Rakadish Al Pi Eidim. Either because Chazal understood that you have to know that it's true, that it actually happened, and therefore Eidim is perfect for that, or because Zifka based on himself saw it, so it's a Kiyom of Kazer Reva Kadesh. So now we can go back and say and explain the Ravid, that we saw that the Ravid was Mechalik between Davar Agadil Lakol and Chasimos, which are not Galil Lakol. So even if we say Kedivrei Ramban Meshitas Rav Ashi, that Rias Beis Din doesn't have Torah's Eidus on it, nevertheless, we can say that the klal of Lotei Shmia Gedolim Eruv still applies to Kiddush HaChodesh, because the parsha of Eidus was said only when you need Eidus. And you only need Eidus when the Gufa de Uvda requires Imus and Beirur. When the Gufa de Uvda is not, when the Mais itself is not Mutal B'Safek, it's not at all in doubt, there's no need for Torah's Eidus for Eidim Klal. So now we understand Pshat and the Ravid, Gevaldik, Gevaldik. Since Mekachim Al HaGoli LaKol V'Kol Olam Ra'uyim L'Rosi Ma'am Levana, Levana, since they're Mekadesh on what is revealed to all, and the whole world is Roi to see together with them, the Levana. So it emerges that there was never a doubt about it, and therefore there's no Parshas Eidus. So the Ravid is learning that there's no Chiyuv of Parshas Eidus. You just need Eidim to be for the Imut, for the Beirur. But there's no Torah's Eidus, no Parshas Eidus, a necessity for Parshas Eidus, if you know it otherwise. So this is something that everybody saw. If there's no suffix about it, it's enough that the Beis Din saw it. Because Eidus isn't necessary. And that's not so in other Dinei Torah. Other Dinei Torah, where the Gufa de Uvda requires a Beirur and Imut, if it's Galil HaKol, it doesn't require a Beirur and Imut. Doesn't require a verification. So it's enough there if the Beis Din sees it. Torah's Eidus isn't necessary. But when the Gufa de Uvda, when the fact itself, when the Metzius requires clarification, it requires verification, there you need Torah's Eidim. So the fact that the Beis Din sees it themselves is not enough. Because you still need Torah's Eidim, Al Pishnayim Eidim. Now the Ravid is Gevaldik. The Ravid said, if it's Galil, like the Ravid asked, what about Lotei Shmei Gedolei Meir'iya? Why does there need to be Haggadah here by the ratification of this, of the document, the verification of the signatures? And he says, if it's a Davar Galil LaKol, we say Lotei Shmei Gedolei Meir'iya. But if it's not Galil LaKol, then we don't. You need Eidus. Why? Because if it's good, now we're saying pshat. If it's Goli Lakol, then it shows that no Torah's Eidus is necessary. You just have to know it's true. And Here, everybody knows it's true. Everybody can see it. So if no Torah's Eidus is necessary, if the Gufa de'uvda is not mutar b'safek, the Gufa be'uvda is not mutar b'safek, there's no doubt about what happened, then you don't need Torah's Eidus. If you don't need Torah's Eidus, then it's enough that the judges themselves see it. But when it comes to the signatures that not everybody knows, there you need Torah's Eidus because the Gufa de'uvda isn't clear. And Memela wouldn't be enough for the judges to see it. And therefore you need a Haggadah. So that's totally awesome. Baruch Hashem. Very, very excited about this year. And there's still more to talk about, sweet friends. I would say a lot more to talk about, but that would be the understatement of the century. Gevaldik, so please stay tuned. And we should be zocha to continue. B'simcho b'tuv lev v'meirov kol. Shalom, shalom, sweetest. And most beloved friends.